Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, that's me, Robbie, from EnglishHarmony.com. I better turn off the music. And welcome back to my video blog. Today's subject is quite a funny thing that I've observed on numerous occasions. Basically, whenever my oral fluency is up, my written fluency goes down. Basically, my ability to create written content diminishes for some strange reason. So basically, my observation is that my ability to write and to read is not the same. Whenever one of them goes up, the other one goes down, and vice versa. Why it is, why it's happening, I haven't got a clue, right? It's just that it happens. And I've observed this phenomenon occurring time and time again over the years. As you may know, I've been running the blog EnglishHarmony.com for many years. I actually started it in 2007, but back in that year, I didn't actually publish any blog posts. Late that year, I registered domain name and set up the website and everything, and then I started creating some content in 2008. So it's been the whole year of 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. This is the eighth year in business, right? So over the years, I've created hundreds of articles and a lot of other content, right? And this is what I've noticed. Whenever I can write perfectly as if I were a native English speaker, basically the whole writing process just happens on its own, I notice that my ability to speak is not so good, right? And on the other hand, when I can speak freely with no effort whatsoever, I notice that my writing process is a bit of a struggle. It's not as if I can't write at all, but it takes me that extra time and effort to create the same amount of written content. And excuse me for a second. This is my morning tea, right? I'm trying to wean myself off coffee because I'm consuming too much coffee, way too much. And now in between coffee, I'm trying to drink tea. And this is herbal tea. It's not black tea, which also contains some caffeine, right? This is herbal tea with no additives, no sugar in it. I don't add sugar onto it, so it's very healthy. So, yeah. That's about it, my friends. I want you to comment on it and let me know and let others know whether you've also observed this strange phenomenon happening with you. So basically, when you can speak very well, you can't write that well. And the other way around, when you can write very well, you notice yourself becoming a little bit weaker in the spoken department, so to speak. And touching upon the subject of written English versus spoken English, I have to say that I've created a lot of blog posts about that in the past. You may want to check out this category on my blog, where I'm touching upon the related matters and issues. And I actually created another blog post, but I'm not sure if I published it. Let me see. I know for a fact I wrote it a few days ago. You see, the thing is, I've been creating a lot of written content. I'm writing articles like mad for my blog, just to catch up with whatever I've lost over the course of the last few months when I was not available for this kind of job. Headphones, it's about listening. No, I haven't published that article yet, but the truth of the matter is, it's about to be published on the blog within the next few days or so, or maybe next week. I'm gonna see. There's five or six articles lined up for publishing now, so I have to play it by ear and see which one is more fitting to be published next, and so on and so forth. But I'm gonna publish that article as well, where I'm it's about my observations in terms of written English fluency versus spoken English fluency, right? And relation to that article, I just somehow thought of this phenomenon that whenever I can write very well, I can't speak, and the other way around. So let me know. Has it ever happened to you, or have you ever raised the issue with anyone and discussed it? Maybe you have some theory as to why it's happening, because I'm none the wiser after all these years about blogging. After blogging about the issue, I'm none the wiser as to why it might be happening. I know for a fact that, for starters, written English and spoken English are totally different things. Your ability to write doesn't translate in your ability to speak, and vice versa. So they're two different disciplines of the English language, if you like. But why changes in one affect the level of the other, it's not clear to me, and I'm not really sure why it's happening. So maybe if you could shed some light onto the issue, I would really appreciate it, my friends. All right, so I gotta get back to my writing, because one way or another, the article has to be created. That's what I do. And this time around, it's about how to give the perfect presentation in English. This is a topic that's been requested by many of my blog readers, and I decided to write about it, right? And this is what I do, my friends. I create content. I teach my customers using the same headset. I fold the microphone down, and this is the way Fluency Star coaching lessons happen, right? I turn the Skype on, and I tell everyone, welcome back to Fluency Star. So let's get straight down to the business and start doing our spoken English practice, right? And this is how I spend my days: article creation, video creation, teaching my clients. Yeah, that's about it. So it's about time I turn the music back on, because that's the way I write. I have a headset on, I listen to music, some trance. There's plenty of trance mixes on YouTube. I can't actually listen to any music where there's actual singing going on, where there's some actual audio content in terms of text, because for some reason I start listening to the words. But this is the perfect music for writing. Okay, so I'm gonna be struggling a bit, but hey, I just have to get on with the job, right? Thanks for watching, and take care, my friends. Bye-bye.